KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There is growing fear in Democrat circles that the presidential race could be slipping further away from Vice President Kamala Harris.
To be sure, Democrats still think Harris can defeat former President Trump. The margins are so close in the seven battleground states likely to decide the contest, a shift toward either candidate or a mistake in the polling could be decisive. At the same time, Democrats are privately expressing worry that battleground polling appears to be moving in Trump's direction over the last 2 weeks. Cracks in the blue wall of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are starting to show, with Senate incumbents in both Pennsylvania and Wisconsin now in toss-up races, according to the Cook Political Report. The three northern states generally move in the same direction in the presidential race, but Harris has been losing ground to Trump in polls, particularly in Wisconsin. None of this is making Democrats feel better about an election day that is now less than 2 weeks away. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal officials say E. coli food poisoning linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states. McDonald's USA President Joe Erlinger.
The onset dates for this disease are between, at this point, September 27th and October 11th. If there has been contaminated product within our supply chain, it's very likely worked itself through that supply chain already.
Erlinger told NBC Today that they have now removed the Quarter Pounder from the menu as a precaution. A big day for Boeing, as it is time for their workers to decide whether or not they're going to end a work stoppage. Striking worker Bartley Stokes Sr. says the company should listen to its employees.
We're the ones that make it happen, building the airplane.
Denny's says it's closing 150 of its stores by the end of next year.
Denny's Chief Global Development Officer Stephen Dunn says in some cases the restaurants are no longer in good locations. He says other locations saw traffic shifts during the pandemic that have yet to reverse. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down more than 200 points. This is SRN News. A lawsuit in Oklahoma over the Bible.
A group of parents of public school students, teachers, and some clergymen want to stop the state's top education official from requiring schools to incorporate the scriptures into lesson plans for grades 5 through 12. The lawsuit also asked the court to stop Republican State Superintendent Ryan Walters from spending $3 million to purchase Bibles in support of his mandate. The suit alleges that the mandate violates the Oklahoma State Constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights activists are making renewed calls for an end to blasphemy laws around the world. Some 79 countries continue to enforce blasphemy statutes in places like Afghanistan, Brunei, Iran, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. Violation of those measures can result in the death penalty. The vast majority of nations that punish blasphemy are mostly Muslim. This is SRN News. Law officers arrested a teenager in connection with the deaths of five people found fatally shot inside a home southeast of Seattle.
Authorities say several 911 callers reported the shooting in Fall City, Washington. Deputy Mike Mellis with the King County Sheriff's Office says officers acted swiftly when they got to the scene.
When deputies got here, they discovered sort of a chaotic scene. But what they did when they entered the property is they immediately took one teenage male, into custody.
And that report from correspondent Haya Panjawi. The little Middle East nation of Kuwait has banned the release of the video game Call of Duty Black Ops 6, which features the late Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein and is set in part in the 1990s Gulf War. The game is a key product for the Microsoft-owned developer Activision and is set to be released around the world on Friday. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.